Our last word is worship. This will revolutionize Christmas for you. Staring into manger, you're not going to find Jesus today, I assure you. You know what? You know one of the most fascinating things to me when I was writing this several years ago, the Alpha Omega vision? When John the Apostle saw Jesus in heaven today, he fell before him as a dead man. He was so shocked at what he saw. But may I remind you, this was the same John who was famous for his love relationship to Jesus. He used to lie with his head on his chest. Nowadays, they call you do that, they'll call you a fruitcake. Oh, yeah, they will. You won't be, but they'll call you one. I mean, he knew Jesus so well, he was considered next to Jesus as his closest friend. His writings in the Gospels and the Epistles and Revelation revealed John's heart to be all about love. And he got that love from his love walk with Jesus. But this man who knew Jesus like a soulmate, when he saw Jesus today, he didn't just see the precious Savior and behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He saw King Jesus with a crown on his head and the white hair and power of authority with the word of God coming out of his mouth. He saw the King and he said, ah! Down he went as a dead man. I don't know about you, I've never passed out like a dead man. But that was a time to do it. You know what I think would really do good for our Christmas this year? Have a reality check on what you think Jesus is like today. Not who he was and what he was like 2,000 years ago, because we all know that. We've heard enough about that. What is he like today? Well, I'd like you to know today, folks, he's the object of universal worship.